17 past 8. We're very pleased to say that one of the regulars each month we'll talk to on the show is Bendigo East MP Jacinta Allen, and she joins us this morning. Jacinta, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, the train situation, you're in charge of transport, all coming along quite well, particularly the Bendigo to Echuca line.
Yeah, look, there's some great work going on right now between Bendigo and Echuca on the train line there. And this is all part of works to both upgrade the track along this section of our train network to allow the trains to run faster and also to be able to run some extra services. And then there's also the work that is going on associated with this to build the new stations, the new train stations at Gornong and also at Huntly. And so some of the work that's going on along the line, there's replacing the wooden sleepers with concrete sleepers. There's work to on the ballast. There's work on upgrading the bridges, and this is happening along the rail line as we do these works to improve train services between Bendigo and Echuca.
I think it's very interesting to think of actually putting railways back in after our whole lives seem to be taking rail lines out. How does it feel to be sort of improving on that infrastructure?
Oh, it's really exciting, and to be honest, it's also a real source of pride. Like, you're right, there has been a long period, and that's thankfully behind us now, a long period where train lines were closed, ripped up, stations closed. And for many of those, particularly smaller communities, that cut off their connections really with a lot of the rest of the world. And when I was in Gornong a few months ago, when we're allowed to get out and about before previous lockdowns, I was talking to some of the local community members there who remembered decades ago the train running through town and talked about what it felt like when the trains stopped running. And so it is really exciting because it means just, you know, a quick example, you can be a young person living in Gornong and be able to travel into Bendigo for uni. You can catch the train down to Melbourne for the footy. It just makes your connection with the rest of the world that much easier.
Yeah, it certainly does. I tell you what, you know, they say history goes in cycles. If I find down the track, I probably won't live to see it. But for the younger listeners, if you find down the track that they start talking about pulling out the rail tracks, track them down and kick their backside. Leave them where they are. That's what I reckon.
Yeah, they're really great to get Absolutely. Home from the pub, you know, railway line. And when, so how's my Metcalfe East station coming along? It used to be there.
Yes, well, this is a thing. Once you start with one, people do start remembering that, oh, that's right, there's a train station here and there. And I can well understand why communities right across rural and regional Victoria say, hey, we want the train coming to our community because of those really important connection reasons that we've just talked about, not just getting home from the pub, guys. It's also about making those other important connections as well.
Hey, don't say guys. I drink at home, Jacinta. I don't go to the pub. So.
All right, I'll narrow it down.
Thanks.
Narrow it down. My apologies.
No, that's quite all right. Hey, the other thing we should talk about too is just the great job that certainly Bendigo and Central Victoria in general is doing with the vaccinations for COVID-19.
Oh, isn't it? It's just wonderful. And to see the reports in the Bendigo Advertiser today that Bendigo Health expects that we'll hit that 90% of people having one of their two vaccination doses by the end of September. That's a real credit to our community. And I'd like to thank everyone who's gone out, been very brave, got the needle in the arm and are getting vaccinated. And I think when you see the outbreaks in Shepparton, in Ballarat, brings it pretty close to home and underscores the reason why getting vaccinated is so important.
Yeah, certainly is. Yeah, I've got my second jab coming up on Tuesday, I think. So,
I give you a lollipop at the end of it.
Yeah, hey. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yummo.
They've been giving beers out of the two, but I got mine done too early to get any prezzies, which is a bit of a shame. So what is the future, do you think? Are we going to stay in a world of hopefully mostly open with minor lockdowns?
Well, look, this is obviously a really big source of discussion at the moment. People are coming out in droves and are really doing the right thing and getting vaccinated. And that's going to be part of how we think about how we can open safely, whether it's the framework of the national plan that states and territories are working under that identifies when you get particularly to that 80% double dose rate and higher, the expectation is that there will be greater freedoms, greater opportunities. But they will, you know, the consideration then is, are they, you know, will be for vaccinated people? Because this is clearly a virus that's not going anywhere. It's continue. We're going to have to work out how to we continue to have COVID safe practices. It includes vaccination. It will include, you know, continuing to QR code as we go into a shop or go into a cafe. And also, if I can give one more plug for something that's really important, is even with the milder symptoms, even if you're vaccinated and you've got a bit of a sniffle or a cough or a sore throat, please get tested. I had this experience earlier in the week. I'm double vaccinated. Woke up with a bit of a sore throat, and I thought, oh, that's, you know, I'm vaccinated. But I went and got tested, was in and out in 10 minutes at the great testing site that Bendigo Health are running in the centre of Bendigo, and came back negative within, you know, the 24-hour period. So it's just so important that people do continue to get tested, even if they're vaccinated, with even the mildest symptoms, because COVID is still with us and will remain with us.
Yep, fine words indeed. Hey, Jacinta, thanks for that. Look forward to chatting to you, if not before, in a month's time.
Really good to talk to you. Thank you both.
All the very best. Jacinta Allen, the Bendigo East MP.